resurrection, but let's pull it together. Amen? Psalm 144, verse 15. Happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Because of the resurrection, we ought to be the happiest people on earth. Amen? It's really sad to see someone down in the dumps. But it's even sadder to see a Christian down in the dumps. In Spanish, we call it cara de mula, a face of a mule. Right? And that's not right because Jesus is alive. That's a source of joy. Because of the resurrection, the words of Jesus on the cross, 3 days earlier, by the way, he did not die Friday, he died Wednesday. That's why this church doesn't have a Good Friday service, because that is a myth. He died on Wednesday. The poor Roman Catholic theologians that wanted another day to celebrate did not understand the feast of the Lord. So they figured that since his body had to be taken off the cross because the following day was the Sabbath, that he had to die Friday, but they didn't understand. The following day after the Feast of Passover is the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, 7 days. The first day, although seven, is a holy convocation. Convocation means to come before the Lord. Holy means to be separated, set apart, and consecrated to. So God took the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread and consecrated it unto himself. So it was a Sabbath. And you can read it in Leviticus 22. No normal work shall you do. It's a day of rest. And the poor Roman Catholic theologians didn't understand that. So Jesus comes down off the cross. He is the Lamb of God. He dies on Passover. How many agree? He dies on Passover. I take his blood and I cover my life. I am forever forgiven of my sin. And the death angel passes over me, and I have eternal life forever. Glory be to God. Amen? So he dies then, and they got to take his body off the cross because the following day is the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and it is a Sabbath. I would have loved to be a Jew. I'd love to be an Orthodox Jew. That's 1 week when you get 3 days off in a seven-day period. How many would like that? 3 days off in a seven-day period. Thursday's a day off, Saturday's a day off, and the seventh day is a day off. That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? So we ought to be happy because God has taken care of our future. Our future is not in doubt. Have you ever read a mystery novel? How many have ever read a mystery novel? And you just can't help it. You've got to go to the last chapter to see who did it. I always do that. I got to find out. Because then everything before makes more sense. Well, you know how it works out. Everything makes more sense. I know how it works out. Jesus is coming soon. I'm on my way to heaven. I've got a throne I'm going to sit on. I've got a throne I'm going to sit on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's look at three significant words of Jesus. Now, I'm not going to go through all seven. How many have been with a service like that, the seven sayings of the cross? Now, we used to do that in Little Rock, but we did it on Wednesday. We didn't do it on Friday. Seven sayings, but we're going to do three. First, my God, why have you forsaken me? Matthew 27:46. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? David had some of the same words in Psalm 22:1. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? God likes people who are willing to wait on Him rather than concentrate shepherd, and when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his life. No one took his life here. He gave it up. Because he's the source of life. It was impossible for the devil to take his life. It was impossible for Pilate to take his life. It was impossible for the cross to take his life. He gave up his life. For you and for me. One of the greatest things that moves me this morning. I and anyone who commits their life to the Lord are committed to God. Now we belong to God. Now that makes me happy.
Amen.
I don't belong to this world. I don't belong to the United States of America. I don't belong to the world society or this culture. I belong to God. Glory be to God. Amen. Psalm 55:22, cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. For he shall never permit the righteous to be moved. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. I don't care what you feel like. I don't care what the internet television is saying. I don't care what your friends are saying. I only care what the Word says. And the Word says, he cares for me.
Amen.
I am special. Amen? Now, back when I was growing up, special meant something. You know, you had the short bus, and that was for the special children. No, no, I am special because I belong to Jesus. You're special because you belong to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
You are somebody. I would not give up pastoring this church to be the president of the United States. Well, I might do it for a few minutes. But I'd have to be a dictator to straighten this mess up. I wouldn't step down. Amen? I belong to Jesus. I'm a son of God. Hallelujah. I belong to the hosts of heaven, glory be to God. And one of these days, I'm going to rule and reign with him. Amen? I hope he gives me the United States of America. During the millennial reign, I'll set things straight. Glory be to God. Amen? Number three. I love this one. It is finished. It is finished. Amen? John 19:30, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. Bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. He gave up his spirit. But wait, right before this, one of the thieves on the cross says to him, remember me. How many know that? Right? And Jesus' response to him was, today you will be with me in paradise. One of the criminals who were hanged and blasphemed him, saying, if you were Christ, if you were the Christ, save yourself and save us, of course. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, do not even fear God, seeing that you're under the same condemnation. We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. And he turned to Jesus and he said, Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Then he cries out, it is finished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The thief on the cross then becomes the first convert. Glory be to God.
Amen.
He chooses a thief to become the first convert. Because you see, God doesn't care what we've done. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Well, I'm good enough. When I get to heaven, God will have to let me in because I'm a good person. I give money to the poor, and I help people. I'm just so good. Heaven, hell is going to be paved with people of good intentions. That's not what it happens. That's not what it takes to go to heaven. It takes to be washed in the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The debt of sin was paid in full. The veil going to open my very presence up to those who love me. I'm going to let them come into my presence. I'm going to let them be part of who I am. I'm going to let them enjoy the glory of my throne. Hallelujah. Third morning comes around. You see, it's not me. It's not me that said the words. It's Jesus. As Jonah was in the belly of the fish, what did he say? 3 days and three nights I will be in the belly of the earth. Boy, if he dies Friday, how do you get free from Friday and Sunday? You got to be a real mathematician to do that. How many know that? You can't do it. You got Friday night and Saturday night. That's only two. You've got Saturday. That's only one. You can't do it. But I can do it when he dies Wednesday, because he did. I can get the 3 days and the three nights. And the disciples are in despair. They're in gloom. They don't like what has happened. This is the one that's going to set us free from Roman domination. And he's gone. He's gone. What's going to happen to us now? The two ladies go down to the tomb. Ladies, a lot more. They're braver than we are, men. Because Peter and John didn't go down. They didn't go down until after they heard the tomb accepted. It were the two ladies that went down. Two Marys come to the tomb early Sunday morning, now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning. Even before the sun came up, they and certain other women came to the tomb bringing spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away. If you study that stone, and if you go to that tomb, my wife's been there, I haven't. I give her the good stuff, and I just take that. And so she's been to that tomb, and the entrance is about 4.5 feet high, so a stone that would cover the entire entrance so it could be sealed would have to be at least 2 tons. And they would build a channel, and that stone would roll in that channel, because these were graves that were dug specifically as burial places. And then they would be able to roll the stone away. The Bible says the stone wasn't even in the channel. It was off to the side somewhere. An angel came down and said, "This is a piece of cake." And he took the stone away, and then he sat on it. As if to say, Rome thinks they've got something. This is what I've got. I remove the stone and I sit on it. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, and when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? You're in the wrong place. You're trying to find he who is alive in the place of the dead. He's not here, glory be to God. He's not here. He's not here. He is risen." But he is risen. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, "He's risen."
He is risen.
Glory to God. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying, "The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, the third day rise again." They remembered his words, and they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. They looked inside the grave, but behind them, they hear a voice saying, "What are you doing searching for he who is alive in the place of the dead? You can't find him here. He is risen." What hope? Hope! He is risen. 1 Corinthians 15, I love it. "Now if Christ," verse 12 through 19, "is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there's no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and our faith is also empty. Yes, we have found false witnesses of God, but we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise." See, there was a bunch of the world's always had knuckleheads that run around preaching stuff that is not so. And you had a bunch called the Sadducees that were running around saying there's no resurrection. That when we were just like animals, and when we die, this is the way it ends. I mean, they didn't even believe in reincarnation. They just said it all ends. That's it. So Paul's writing to them, and he says, if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sin. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most pitiful. How sad. What a sad scripture. But in the fact, you see, he goes on to say, we have been risen. He is the first fruit. You know what first fruit means? He's the first one to do it. He rose from the dead. That means I will rise from the dead. That means that when I stood here at my father's funeral and we took him to North Carolina in the back of my pickup and he complained all the way that I was driving too fast and we buried him down there, I would be discouraged. I'm never going to see him again. But glory be to God, the trump of God shall sound. The dead in Christ shall be raised first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Glory to God. Those women would have never been the same. And they were never the same.